Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield Warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, babe. It's me, Lala Kent. Welcome back to the bonus episode of the Give Them Lala podcast.
Hey!
Boner!
I'm really?
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this one because I have a really, really good story. I can't use any names. Before we start, this has nothing to do with anything. I don't know when this is going to air, but there's this basketball player Easton taught me about. I'm sure the entire nation knows who she is, if not the world. She plays for Iowa. Her name's Caitlin Clark, and apparently she's just like
stud.
I even know who she is.
Right. Yeah. So I didn't know.
And she's about her business.
I saw the videos that Easton showed me of the Barstool guy. Remind me of his name. I'm blanking.
Dave Portnoy
running like a montage of all these people just like hating on this girl. But I just read Lisa Leslie, who's like a fucking star WNBA player, actually really has her back a lot. And we're recording this today. This was already 3 days ago, so we're going to be late to the game, but that's standard for us.
We'll get there.
She told Sporting News that Caitlin Clark should 100% be on the Team USA for the 2024 Olympics, going as far to say, I don't know how you leave the country without her. And I was like, you know what? I really appreciate this because I feel like she's gotten so much hate for no fucking reason. It's not like she's not like on Bravo,
right?
Talking. She's like literally going onto a court, dribbling a ball, and shooting. Okay, like how
doing really, really good at
and
it.
Doing really well,
right?
So I don't understand,
right?
And it's been mostly men that I've seen who are like really uplifting her. And no, this is not about me. I like seeing that Lisa Leslie, who actually has like. She holds weight when it comes to women. Yes, when it comes to women in basketball, I love seeing her talk about Caitlin Clark this way. It's tough to be a chick. I think in any industry.
But hold on here. You just said it. Every guy is raising her up. It's only the girls that are tearing her down.
Yeah.
And what she's doing for the WNBA is getting them paid more. Like, that's the thing. All these women that hate her, she's making their paychecks bigger.
Right. Just
so
women.
So, like, that's what's crazy to me is it's women hating on other women because only the NBA is obsessed with Caitlin Clark and pushing her. And
good,
doing all
I love
of
that.
Because they want the WNBA to, what were you going
to
say?
To do well. And this year for the Women's March Madness, they set records for viewers.
For it.
For viewership.
Because of her.
Because of her, Angel Reese. And a couple other stars that they've had going on. And what's kind of cool about Caitlin Clark, she's so good that Ice Cube even offered her a contract to play in the big three. Instead of going to the WNBA, he's offering her $5 million.
How much do they offer her?
Not that.
She gets drafted. So the day we're recording is the day of the WNBA draft, so she does get drafted today. So I am not too sure on what the contract will look like, but I am assuming that the big three contract that Ice Cube is offering her is going to be way
bigger.
More.
Yeah, it's going to be way bigger than what the WNBA can offer.
I mean, I think it's incredible that someone is finally, because like the stuff you showed me, Easton, I mean, these chicks like were dragging her.
Hating
and I'm
her.
Like, I understand if she was like in the world I'm in, like we're all kind of going at each other, right? And for the most part, it is chicks on chicks and not in the hot way.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of it. Other people who don't know any of us are guilty of it. But like women in sports, I'm like, oh, come on, man.
You're supposed to come be on. Like, yeah.
Anyway, I love the topic that we chose for today.
Thank you, producer John and Dennis. You guys, by the way,
when I say we, I mean y'all.
Which was started because I went to text Dennis and producer John yesterday and accidentally texted Dennis and Coach Josh in a group text asking for a clip of the show. And then Coach Josh texted me like, hey, not sure what you're talking about, but don't have any clips. And I was like, oh, whoops. So, yeah.
Two different worlds.
I know.
Colliding. Wait, is Coach Josh the one that's like, hey, by the way, this content is not for the podcast?
No, my whole gym is like that.
What happened in class today? not for the podcast.
No, now they know to say that. Like,
good,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, Reed, if you guys don't know and you don't follow us on the gram, remember to follow us on the gram at Give Them Lala Pod, and you will see us post the Q&As and also the topic for the bonus episode. What is the topic?
The prompt this week, you guys, was text/emails you've accidentally sent to the wrong person. And I've heard you both have a story. Yeah? Oh, my God. This is exciting. Exciting.
Ah, I loved this one.
Tell me.
Okay. Still to this day, you guys, I don't know how and I'm just going to call him my ex, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you which one.
Okay.
Not going to tell you which one. I haven't dated many people, but just so you know, I have more than one. Right. I don't have 15, but I got more than one. It's an ex. And I don't, still to this day, don't know how he knew what I said, okay? I'd like to think that it was a text. Maybe it was a voice note. And when you listen to it, you know how it disappears?
Yeah.
It could have been my Apple Watch. I got rid of my Apple Watch. I get out of the car. The car could have heard it. My car could have been LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Bluetooth.
Who knows?
Disconnected that shit real quick. Who fucking knows?
Turn off Siri.
But I was going in, all right, about my ex's mom and dad. Going the fuck off. And I was outside. I could see if it were like, there's no one around.
So it wasn't the car.
I thought you were in the car.
I was unpacking the car.
Oh.
I was unpacking the car. I was getting shit out of the car.
I'm going to assume it was the watch.
So I was outside. It could have been the car or the watch.
Or the watch. I got to take
it. But I was like, it's about the parents, okay? Okay. My ex's parents. I'm going off on them, talking about how unfortunate she is, how unfortunate the husband is. I'm like, she's worried. No one wants to fuck her husband. Have you seen him? She doesn't even want to fuck her husband. I was just like losing my mind, being like, and then she thinks that she looks good in like all her designer shit.
And her husband doesn't want to fuck her either.
Well, yeah, I also said that.
Trust me.
She thinks she looks good in her designer shit. She's still busted. I was like going off to my own mom about it.
Okay.
To my own mom about it. I don't think I've ever gone this heavy in the paint on anybody. Okay. There were no witnesses.
Right. Right.
I'm not being filmed. I'm going off.
Right.
Verbal murder.
I get a text from my ex. And he verbatim sends me. He was like, how dare you speak about my parents this way?
You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, it ended the relationship.
Right.
Obviously.
Perfect.
He's
writes exactly what I've said. And I couldn't recover because I did say those things.
What did you say? Did you admit to them?
I said...
She had to.
I said, I think it's been made quite clear that I don't like your parents. I don't think
so
I can...
So I'm just going to take the out.
...hide that anymore. And I said, and next I'd like to apologize that you heard those things.
Okay.
And... it was not meant for your ears. It was meant for just my mom. And to be quite honest, I'm offended that you would even send me this message because I'm sure that you've spoken about me in a certain way when you're venting to someone.
Yeah.
Some things are not meant for other people's ears. It's not productive.
You flip it on just, them, you guys. You flip it on them
but just
every
so
time.
I apologize you had to hear those things. And now you know I don't really like your parents, and I don't think they're fuckable either. So
then neither do they.
I'm sorry that you're offended that I spoke about your parents that way. And maybe you should not speak to me that way. So, it's your fault.
It's your fault.
X.
No, but I stand by what I said.
Yeah.
There are certain things that were not meant for your ears.
Yeah.
Well,
you should not have.
She told me to. Lauren goes, I go, well,
but had it happened to me?
And she goes, well, I just told him that, yes, I said it. And some things are not meant for your ears. I was like, oh, God. So now he's just thinking, like, how much more shit is she talking than I haven't heard?
A lot. A lot.
No.
I know.
And by the way, had the roles been reversed, I would say, that's the universe revealing that shit. What's done in the dark will come to the light.
She preaches about it so much, it turned on her.
Hey, I felt great about it. It was like the weight had lifted off.
That is wild.
That was light in the darkness.
Like, I just went.
Just a big shit.
I'm sorry.
Constipation.
It felt great. I was like, yeah, your mama is busted. And so is your dad. And I go, and he pretends like he's rich and he's broke.
You went in.
She always goes for the gold.
You went in.
Goes for the jugular. Ask for forgiveness.
In. Probably walked, saw him a few minutes later. Hey, sweetie.
You know what my mom says? Truth hurts.
Truth hurts. Oh, my God.
Ruth hurts.
That is wild.
Yeah, anyway.
Accidental.
I felt good about it.
That was good.
Oh. I'm a really good person.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm loving the episodes today.
Mine
They're
isn't
just
good.
So, no.
What do you
really?
Mean?
Yeah.
Well, both of yours are going to suck compared to mine.
Yeah, no, mine was. So I was working at Wing Point, the golf course.
Oh,
and
okay. Utah.
Mary Lynn, our grandmother, was alive, and Lynn Langren was
B.
alive. Yeah.
Okay.
So
very
Mary Lynn,
Mormon.
Very Mormon.
Mormon grandma.
Okay.
We love her.
Love her.
Yeah.
She's a Mo. A Mo Mo.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
R.I.P.
Yeah. So, but no, yeah. So Lynn Langren, Mary Lynn, grandmother, boss, kind of in the same family.
Sure.
I was trying to text Mary
Lynn.
Lynn
is Brandon's stepdad, my older brother's stepdad.
Yeah. Mm. So he's family. He's great. He's taking care of me. Great guy. I was trying to text grandma that I was coming over for scones, all of this, how much I loved her, sent it to Lynn. And he that was the only thing. And he was just like, hey, I never knew that you thought about me like this. He was like, I'd love to have you over. I think he was just as fucking confused as me.
You didn't text hey, Graham.
No, I just said, hey, coming over today for lunch. I'm very excited to see you. I love you. Nothing like, hey, Graham's just like, hey, I'm coming over. And then I get a text back from Lynn Langren, and I'm reading through it. And I'm like, all right, this is weird coming from my boss. And then I look up and I go, that's weird for me to say to my boss. But,
did you find the bullet gold?
I called him immediately. I was like, yo, that was to Mary Lynn. He goes, oh, maybe that makes more sense.
Oh, instead of just Lynn.
Lynn. So, yeah, Mary Lynn.
Oh, that is so funny.
Wait, if that were me, I would have bitten the bullet and coming over, like, went over his house, had some scones.
No, my grandma made the best scones. Yeah, no, and by the way.
I knew him well enough. But,
okay.
Like, I called.
But can I tell you?
I didn't text him back. I immediately called him and I was like, Lynn, that was for Mary Lynn. And he just started dying. He was like, oh, yeah. He goes, I thought, working for me now, you were just trying to get a bit closer. I was like, oh, no. I was like, whatever you want.
No, we would never take advantage of going anywhere except Grandma B's. Her scones, which were actually beignets.
Beignets
and scones, huge difference.
The biggest differences.
So we learned that scones in Utah are beignets.
No
we just
way.
Call them scones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weird.
Most people in Utah just call
weird.
Them scones.
Weird. Possibly offensive to beignets.
It is.
Very. Now that I've learned, and I learned on Curb Your Enthusiasm, because he was eating the scone, and I'm like, that's not a scone. That's like a rectangular biscuit. Apparently those
that's
are scones.
That's a scone. Scones are dry sometimes. Like,
not the ones we have.
Ours were.
With grandma's homemade honey butter.
That sounds delicious.
It was.
So
but that was my texting. And it wasn't like just like a couple of
yours
words.
Was better than mine.
Yeah, that's funny.
I love
you. You have a good heart.
You both have really good ones. Mine sucks. And mine it makes me look like a bad person.
I'm so in the same boat.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. $0 delivery fees. I bet that made you listen. Yes, I said $0 delivery fees. That's what you get when you Dash Pass by DoorDash. And if you don't know what Dash Pass is, I'm about to change your world. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders, along with members-only deals and discounts. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get food from your favorite restaurants or groceries or whatever else you need delivered right to your front door. Dash Pass basically pays for itself in 2 orders on average. Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for just $9.99 per month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Multiple people. Hundreds of thousands of, if not millions, maybe even more.
More.
People maybe have stories more. Like this. Yeah. The difference is they don't tell anybody except maybe their friend, and then no one cares.
Right.
They have the luxury. Like, everyone wants to sit here, judge X, Y, and Z for Vanderpump Rules or Beverly Hills. I'm like, y'all are just as fucking shitty.
Oh, they're the worst.
You just have the luxury of no documentation, all right? Like, shut the fuck up.
I know, right?
Right.
True.
How many things
you're
have
what they
said?
Call normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very and it true. Is a luxury.
Luxury.
So just take it and run.
yes.
And be quiet. So tell us what
so a, put yours out there for just, all
this
the people.
Is a horrible person
this
you are.
Is not, it's not even that exciting, you guys, but it's the only one I could think of, which is weird. I know I have a ton. Lived in a house when I went to Belmont University in Nashville, lived in a house with five girls. Well, there was five of us total. And it was just, I was in the kitchen one morning with, I won't name them. I love them both. But with two of my girlfriends who lived there, one of my girlfriends was telling a story, and it was just a long-winded story. Like, I tell stories like this. It's like, when are you going to shut the fuck up? So she's telling the story, and I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at her and looking at my other friend, and I pick up my phone and I say, when will this fucking story end?
And you text him.
But I'm looking at the one telling the story. So I send it to her. Mind you, I send it to her and there's no unsend at the time, of course. That just came into fruition. So I hear it go, ding. And I go and I look and she, I'm thinking, I'm immediately panicking. And she's telling the story and she picks up her phone and I'm like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And so I, you guys, this is good. I'll double down, by the way. No way am I going to sit here and be like, I'm so sorry. I'm doubling down. So my brain goes, what am I going to do? How am I going to play this off? I quickly go to Google. I Google recipe. I don't even forget what. I take screenshots of just a random recipe. It was like gumbo or some shit. And I quickly send the screenshot, follow up after that text. And then I go, because I'm gonna bite the bullet somehow, but it's going to be less than like what the real situation is. So then I go, so she looks at the phone and you can tell immediate reaction is she sees the text and she knows this is, so she looks and she goes, and then the ding of the recipe comes in and then I text and I go, sorry, I mean to be paying attention to your story, but I'm looking at this fucking recipe and like, look at the story. Like it will not, you know how on recipe blogs, they like tell their backstory.
I hate those stories.
And I go, it will not end. Thank God, universe.
She bought it.
Because it was, I just clicked on the first recipe. It so happened to be a blog. And she's like, and so the bullet I took was, sorry, I'm not listening to you. And then she like believed it. And she goes, oh yeah, that's annoying. But listen to my story. And I was like, she didn't put two and two together. Oh, I'm like, sorry, God. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, keep going. I hadn't been on my phone, but and she believed me. And
you know what though? Those are very annoying. When I wanted
recipe blogs?
Yeah, like I was looking for sheet cake, yeah. Texas sheet cake.
And it's like,
and the blog was like telling me when they started making sheet cake. I was like, I don't care.
No, they go just deep. They're like, back in 1864, my grandpa. And it's like, who gives a
but
fuck?
But does anybody read those?
No.
I love stay-at-home moms, but I think a lot of stay-at-home moms, it's like, oh, it's sweet. I think it's like a community.
Benny Blanco.
Oh, I love
he's
that.
He's got a new cookbook. I got to get it.
He does?
Yeah.
Benny Blanco?
Yeah, the producer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets, so on Instagram, he just goes, smokes up, and then he'll do his thing.
I thought that was him eating soup. I was
no, like, really? He smokes a bowl, and then he goes.
I knew it was a bowl. Yeah. Were you ever a pothead?
I smoked a little in college.
All right, so no. Yeah. We knew
but yeah,
that was
so he made a cookbook, and he was like, his biggest thing was like, every time I look at a recipe, he goes, it takes like 45 fucking minutes to make. And he goes, so I made a recipe book that everything in there takes 10 minutes.
Let's buy it.
I know. French toast, all of these things.
Amazing.
And it's just like a potheads mixture, and I know it's going to be great.
I think that's
great. So we're trying it.
All right. Well, wow. Let's saddle up, partner. Let's talk about, what's it called?
Oh, this is there's so many good ones. There's so many good ones.
I have a
ones.
Feeling there's going to be a lot of good work.
A lot of good work ones.
Yes.
There is. This one. Sent my boss, quote, she's a witch. So texted her boss, she's a witch. And then convinced her I was talking about my stepmom. So kind of the same thing. Like, I'm sure her boss got that and they were in the same room. And then she's like, talking about my stepmom. Would you believe that? I wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't either because I'd be like, why didn't you just tell me that to my face? We're in the same room.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I appreciate anyone who can recover because when you send, I know for a fact, I just couldn't think of one right off the top of my head except for that one that I vividly remember, which technically wasn't even me sending it.
No.
It was just sent without my knowledge, period.
Yeah.
But there's many times where I've accidentally, because I think about who I'm texting, there has been a time.
What?
I am a shitty person. It's fine.
We are.
We all are.
We are.
I remember, and it was, I think, one of like my high school friends, and I sent a scathing text about them to them.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when I think about the name, I type that name.
That's what people do. That's how it happens.
And then, can I tell you, I was like, just copied and pasted this to you. So-and-so just said this about you.
And you put it on an actual other person.
I didn't give a name. I said that it was like from girl from another school. I was like, yeah.
And did they buy it?
Of course they did.
See?
The I was like, I'm gonna find out her name. They only explained what she looked like. Do you know who this girl is? She was at Cottonwood High School.
That oh, is, you really you had a took whole a backstory.
Wow,
not you a white committed. Lie for this lady.
No.
She was a fucking.
That's a whole lot.
I took it deep. Well, I felt horrible.
Goes to Cottonwood. So, she's in 11th grade, size 28 pants. Shoe.
Yeah, but can I tell you? Because I know what it's like to go deep like that, it's like once I started getting older, I was like, this is exhausting. Yeah. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, and if I end up with no friends, so be it.
So be it. And here I am with no friends. Lonely and sad. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, okay. That is so funny.
Wild.
Here I am with no friends.
Okay, literally sent a full-on nude. No, no, man.
Wait, no, keep going. This is so good.
Went from my boyfriend to my dad.
Oh!
I'm sick. I'm passive. I'm literally getting lightheaded.
This is where I move and my dad thinks that I've been kidnapped.
Okay, what are you doing, though? What are you doing? You send a full-on
calling him. You're calling him and saying, Dad, I need you to give your phone. I don't care if it's to a coworker, a friend. They need to delete what I just sent you. Do not, I repeat, do not look at your text messages from me.
100%.
That's what you do.
That's what you do. That's what you have to do.
I'm going to vomit.
And my dad would be so disappointed, or I'd be like, I was sending it to my doctor. Some shit to be like...
Well, what is the pose? Like,
I know,
sexual?
I know.
Sorry, I was sending that to doctor.
To doctor.
It's like, no, it's what are you and the doctor doing?
Spread eagle news.
With a vibrator in you? It's like, well, what are you guys doing?
Oh, God. I'm going to vomit.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm feeling very vulnerable and exposed right now.
You are? Wow. Why? From that?
Did you accidentally do that?
No.
Is it hitting too close to home?
No, there was a time, though, where dad told mom, I don't want so-and-so sleeping over anymore because I think they're having sex because I heard them. And I was like...
Who was it?
The one that got away?
The tall, hot one. High school.
Oh.
I'm not gonna out him on this podcast. It's like married with a family now. Yeah. I don't need that. They don't need that. And I was like, no.
But yes.
But
I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. Was he on Ambien again?
Oh, was talking
he was a little ambient.
That's horrifying, though, because the thought of your parents hearing your dad hearing your sex noises,
it made me physically ill.
Dad
but
walked
I,
in on
I
me
was
once
convicted
did
having
tell you
sex.
Yeah,
you're lying to us.
No, ew, I'm gonna throw up.
Tell us.
Yeah,
what did he
I was
do?
In the basement.
My poor dad.
So like the door shut, like to go into the pool room. Well, first of all, knock. Make yourself a note.
But why would he knock
it's
to get
house.
Into the common area?
It's
your
not.
Bedroom,
I'm in
yes?
the basement.
That's common.
No. He never goes to the basement.
Where the pool table is?
Yeah, that's not
on
common
what,
area.
On what?
At 3 a.m., that's a common area?
Easton, you're living at their house, not paying rent.
Well,
where
this
the
was
pool
at, like,
table and where
years
we
old.
Watch.
Like I was in high school.
Well, no. So why
18,
would,
18.
So why would he think I better knock? On this door.
All I know is he
you
walked
in. You got a bedroom. You got
so
a bedroom.
So the door is closed. Well, then he walked in there too. But he opened the door. So the door shut. Then I look up and it's kind of half. And I'm thinking, So I look at my phone and he texts me and he goes, you better not be doing what it looks like you're doing. That
oh,
was the
he knew.
Only text.
Stop it. Stop it. And he knew exactly. You were straight up doggy style probably. He knew exactly what you were doing.
It was with the girl that goes on the freeway.
The wind.
It is windy.
Wait, hold on. Was this before or after that?
I think it would have been the same night.
No, but like, had she put her hand out the window already?
No, I was taking her home from that night.
Your dad said you better not look.
It better not be. You better not be doing what it looks like you're
so
doing.
So much respect.
Easton, there's no way you were 17.
No,
you
I was out of high
hit,
school.
Yes,
I was out of high school. I just said 18. I was
okay,
probably
I was
18,
say,
but it was
you
with
were
that
this
girl.
Tall.
It was that with that girl.
Your balls hadn't even dropped.
Into that girl's mouth, they did.
Into the eclipse light, they did. Oh, that's not this episode, was it? Damn it.
No, that was a couple weeks ago. It's okay, though.
So, big shout out to your dad, though, for seeing it and then walking away. Because you bet your bottom dollar, Jake or Amy, maybe not Amy, Jake would have kicked in the door. And
jiu-jitsued
like,
it.
Jiu-jitsued in the door and been like, what the hell do you
but
say?
I would have been too if it was
my daughter.
If it was my daughter, I'd bust in there too.
Oh, son.
son. A little different.
Right? I did hella shit on that couch.
We all did. Fucking friends do
Wait,
a lot
do
of
Brandon
shit.
Brandon and Cheryl have the couch?
No, do you want to know even better?
Who has the couch?
The Mormon family in the back.
No. So much
They're
semen.
Just sleeping on gum.
Oh no, so much juice on that couch. Ew, what?
I'm not kidding, Taylor. Me and Taylor were walking pieces over, and Taylor goes, "That's... do you really feel like, good giving this to them?" And I go, it's shorter moving it here than somewhere else.
Let's pray like, they don't really listen to this podcast.
There's no way.
Well, it was our couch. You're allowed to do what you want on your couch.
That's true.
That's why
just like I feel better about
new
myself.
Couches. Yeah.
Sounds like
if you're going to take a secondary couch, just know there might be
premarital sex.
You may have unborn kids just on that couch. Yeah. Around.
No, I can guarantee you there's cum on any of your couches.
Don't
that
take
you
a black light to it.
From anyone. Oh,
I don't feel bad, but I do a little.
Oh.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cashback at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cashback. I love seeing those Rakuten cashback deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. Y'all, I have been having the best hair days lately, and it's thanks to Vegamore. And I especially love Vegamore because their products are 100% cruelty-free. And they come in the cutest little pink bottles. There are no potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones in any of their products. My hair is thicker, fuller, shinier, and it is getting longer. I've been using the Vegamore Grow Serum for months now. It's part of my regular hair care routine, and we all know the consistency is key. I also signed up for the monthly subscription. It saves me money, which I love, and I never run out of the product. I also love that the Grow Serum does not leave any kind of greasy residue or stickiness in my hair. Give your hair the power of the little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, Give Them Lala listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/lala and use code LALA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/lala. Code LALA to save 20% off your first order. That's vegamore.com/lala. Code LALA.
There's a lot of nudies sent to your dads, people. You what? Really got
why,
but accidental.
Why is your dad on your mind when you're sending the nudie? Probably thinking like, God, like, my dad would kill me for this, dad.
Right. I sent a full frontal shot of my naked husband to my dad on Christmas. hold up. Who are you sending? Who are you sending? Who are you sending a full frontal of your naked husband to?
Let me tell you something. My husband, my future husband, who I assume is going to be
fine,
6'4", hung like a horse, tall, dark, and handsome.
Right.
Y'all are all getting full frontals of my man when that
Merry
happens.
Merry fucking Christmas.
You're welcome.
Oh, like we're all wanting just to receive that. I'm going to send my husband's nudes to everyone.
Well, I've seen some of my friends' husbands, and I'm sure they do want to see it.
Settled.
Just airdrop.
Just kidding.
Go on the plane and airdrop them.
I'm totally kidding. Again, as Jessica pointed out, I have no friends. Which, by the way, Uni also pointed out. She was like, you know, fucking people on the internet. All they're saying is like, you have no friends. I'm like,
they're right. No.
I was like, well, I could also start collecting fans and make them friends.
That's what everybody else does.
Moving on. Moving on.
Oh, no. That's what everyone says I am. She's just a fan kissing your ass. That's okay.
She's on fucking payroll. She better kiss my ass.
I better kiss her ass. Okay.
But can I say something? Jessica, there was a time where, like, we were talking about pay or something, me and the team, for Jessica, whatever. And they're like, you know, we just want to make sure that, like, when you guys go out to dinner, like, she's not clocking in for that. And I'm like, Jessica and I don't go to dinner. They're like, you guys don't hang out? I'm like, no. My employee. Do I love her a lot? Yes. But, like, we've been to dinner one time.
Yeah. Once. And I cannot, by the way, that's hilarious, imagining me, like, clocking any outside work time I'm with Lala. Can you imagine me at the playground with Lala and Ocean clocking it as hours? Me at Ocean's birthday party clocking
every day
it
I'm
in hours.
Hustling.
Hustling. All
right, we have time one more.
Okay. Accidentally sent my best friend a screenshot of me asking if her pic is face tuned. So being like, is this bitch face tuning herself to the girl?
Oh,
that
no.
is badass.
You could get out of it though.
You could, depending if, unless you said, is this bitch face tuning? Yeah. Then it's a bit difficult. But if
no,
you're like,
but
are
by
you
the
face
way,
tuning?
Yeah. That's no, but out. Even if it was, I hope that she did say, is this bitch face tuning? Because then it's an open, like, hey babe, I'm actually glad that went to you. Like, you're face tuning way too much and people are talking about how you look nothing like your pictures.
People being me, who's like texting you.
What do you mean?
Like they're the ones talking shit.
We're all talking shit. I'm just the one who accidentally
sent it to you.
So now I'm gonna take one for the team and say.
And say your face.
But maybe I feel
you
like
you don't look like
tuned,
this.
Yeah, maybe that's like saying you got something in your teeth. I'd want
to
be told.
Remember? Do you remember the era where everyone was over smoothing?
Well, they would just go like this
to
the whole picture,
to the whole photo. It was the funniest shit ever.
A lot of older women still do that.
Still.
Like ones that are like in their 60s.
Oh, 100%.
Like our mother?
No, your mom doesn't do it at all.
She doesn't know how to.
I was going to say Lisa.
No, Lisa does. She posts them just raw. Oh, nothing at all.
I love that.
Every time I see it, I'm like, why is one of my eyes shut, the other one open? What the fuck are you doing me dirty for,
Lisa? Did you see
the
photos that she said were so good of me and Madison at her wedding?
No, I have to now.
Madison's eyes are closed in this one. And then the other one, my eyes are closed. She's like, those are great. And then sends them to me. I was like, these are all you got of my best friend getting married. They're all, that's all we have.
No, but there's a professional photographer on site.
Yeah. No, what? they didn't have a photographer.
No.
No.
So all you have was Lisa.
Yeah.
And so I posted about Lisa.
I
but
know.
Madison goes, this is so on brand for our friendship. And I was like, you're right. I'm just going to say it's great. Whatever.
I love
the
her.
Professional photographer. What? No. There was no professional photographer.
Wow. Okay, I sent a nude to multiple guys at once and actually included it in a group text. And
all of them?
The ones who had iPhones saw it was a group text.
That woman's my hero. She's my hero.
Here you go. Fuck it. Looks good, huh?
I love her.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking
good.
But you know what?
Find
embrace
women like
that.
I know.
Group
I was,
text it.
Like, I don't have time for this shit.
I was even telling Jenna to just send a nude out. Where are these women that are just free-handedly sending nudes? I need one.
These are my followers, and I love them. I'm like, you know what? You guys are the people who are, like, out here embracing your bodies.
I love
accidentally
it.
Accidentally sending that shit to your dad and writing in. You know what? I love an honest bitch.
We love you. Sending group text nudes.
Right?
How many people
like,
in a group text?
No, it's like you got so many. You're talking to so many dudes. Like, I don't have time for this. They're all getting it in one. Here you go.
Rename the group text like nude.
Well, not only that. Like, when you got a nude back in the day.
From Jess.
You'd show everybody. Could you imagine like going to a dude and being like, dude, look at the nude I got. And he's like, yeah, I got the same thing.
Yeah, I got it. It'll be like, oh, I saw you on the group text. Good for us.
Yeah, they can now schedule their appointments that way.
I know.
You know what?
You know
That's
what?
Life.
You a bad bitch, girl. We're happy. We're happy you're here. Round of applause.
Send me one.
Yeah. Send us all one.
Please stop soliciting nudes from my listeners. All right.
Let me tell you, 90%
until
of them
it says no soliciting.
Would send.
Oh my gosh.
That was fun.
Oh, my baby's going to come out so happy, you guys. Aww. I've been laughing so much, which is another reason why I'm just so happy to be living the way that we're living right now. I'm just so grateful.
Me too. That makes me happy, Law.
And she is the baby S, because I do have the name, is the Energizer Bunny of babies.
The Energizer freaking bunny baby seashell.
That's not the name. No one's going to guess.
It's Sunrise.
In fact, production, it's not. Production, they were trying to guess. And I was like, you're never going to guess.
Did they get it?
No. Lala, no always, one's ever going to know.
But let me tell you, if you tease the theme, because she almost did it on Amazon Live, people are going to guess. So don't tease the theme.
I'm not teasing anything. All right, you guys, thank you for listening to another episode of the bonus Give Them Lala podcast. Oh, I need to take a nap now. I laughed a lot. Thank you guys for listening. I love you so much. I'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.